Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. I'm out at La Caprara Valley High School in the media room. We have a kind of a special fundraising event going on by the juniors and seniors out here at La Caprara Valley. And Paige Laney joins us here right now. Paige, thanks for asking me out. And great idea. Let's tell our listeners a little bit of what's going on out here.
So we've been trying for a couple of years to get not only a senior lounge, but just a lounge for everybody to come in and relax in the media center and do what they want and have snacks. So that's kind of what we want to do.
Okay. Yeah, the media, explain the media center to maybe some people that don't know what it's about.
The media center is basically a place for kids who been studying, so they come in here. It's where all the books are, so it's a library as well. Mm-hmm. And like me, I'm in a PSEO class, so this is where I go every third hour.
Okay. All right. And how did this idea come about, Paige?
Well, like I said, we were kind of trying to get it approved for a while, and then Kim Mitchell brought it up to Mr. Sawatsky, and he approved it this year.
Okay. Good. Let's talk with Kim Mitchell, the media room specialist or librarian, right, Kim?
Correct. Yes.
The title changes often through the decades, I think.
I run the library and the media center, so okay. Yes. The kids kind of started talking about it one day during one of their study halls or their online classes, and they brought it to my attention that they wanted an area to lounge, and I was like, you know, they're like, where could we do this, Kim? And I said, well, we could make part of the media center. I said, have you seen Wilmer's new media center? Because they've just brought in couches and a lot of different things for the kids to hang out with. And I said, we could do something like that, but you guys are going to have to fundraise for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm just thrilled about it because they come in and they're on their Chromes and they're doing homework and they might lay on the floor or plug in on the on the side of the building. Mm-hmm. And they do want something more comfortable and a little more relaxed, so not kind of so fussy. So
okay, good. And with us, Brianne Longnecker. And Brianne, you're part of this. The kids really want some couches, and what other things do you think?
It's about getting a microwave put in here and a fridge just so we could eat in here.
Yep.
But I think that's good.
So how long has this been, the juniors and seniors been thinking about this?
I know we had a survey done last year about if we would want it, and the school never did anything with it. And then this year we were talking to Kim about it, and we made an idea for the juniors and seniors to have.
Okay. Did you go before the school board, or just how did you approach the administration?
We just went and talked to Mr. Swatsky to see if it'd be okay for us to have, and he okayed it. So then we went to you.
All right. Then went to me, right, to get the word out, right? All right, Paige, do you have a figure in mind, a monetary figure, or not? Nope.
I don't really know.
It costs a lot for couches and stuff like
doesn't
it? So.
And it depends on if the places we go to will give us a discount as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So. All right, Kim, the biggest thing is if people want to help with this fundraiser here that juniors and seniors are doing, how can they do that?
They need to hopefully donate to La Caparo Valley and definitely put on it that they want it to go to the student lounge so it goes specifically to what the kids want in here. And I know they're looking at furniture, and we got online and looked at furniture, and it's very expensive for school-type furniture that makes sure that it's OSHA-approved and everything else. So you're talking like $5,000 to $10,000 to bring in like three or four pieces. So it's not a cheap venture, but it's a venture. If we can start working on it, we can get it done.
Okay, good. You know, if I had a student lounge in school, Paige and Brianne, I'd probably take a nap.
Yeah, that's kind of my plan, too. It's been my plan for a while.
Is that your plan, Brianne?
Oh, yeah. I've already done it on the floor a couple times.
Okay. Well, actually, if you've never been in the media room at La Caprara Valley, it's a huge room. And so you have plenty of space for this, don't you, Paige?
Oh, yeah. And just this corner that we have would probably be plenty of room.
Yep. And I've noticed more and more artwork coming into the media center here.
Yes, Ms. Handeen had come to me and said, can we display art? And I said, absolutely. I said, let's get it out here. And she brought in several pieces, and we're just going to keep changing it out as the kids do their artwork. It just brings the more and more people that come into the media center, they all walk by it, they all look at it, and it gets the kids the opportunity to show what they work on. And for her, it gets someplace to display it. So it worked out really well. We kind of have a little thing going between us, so
okay.
It works good.
Good, and Brianna, I noticed when I walked into the media center, you and Paige are kind of snacking on stuff, huh?
Yeah, Kim allowed us to eat in the media center as long as we're not messy or anything, so.
Good. You know, when I was in school, boy, I'd be sent to detention for that. Did you know that?
Kim's really good about that. She just let me heat up my pizza rolls, so that's good.
That's great.
I don't know. Maybe I'm letting them do too much. They come in at about third period. They're all hungry, and I feel bad for them. And I tell them, as long as you keep it in one place and you clean up your mess and you're not causing a mess for anybody, and they've done a really, really good job of following the rules, and they haven't abused it at all. So I have no issues. And what I love about this idea, it's their idea. It's something they wanted to do, and they will actually use it. So I think that's the positive in it all.
Okay. All right. Real good. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
You bet. Thank you, Paige.
Thank you, Paul.
And thank you, Brianne.
Thanks, Paul.
And when you get that furniture in, invite me back.
Yes.
I'd like to try it out.
Definitely, yep.
All right. So get on board here and, write a check out to La Caparra Valley and earmark it
student lounge.
Yes. And, you can drop it off, your check off at the radio station, too, and I'll get it to Paige and Brianne and Kim as well. So, help them out with that fundraiser for a student lounge here at La Caparra Valley in the Media Center.